Welcome to Preservation of One. I'm your host, Alexandria August. Let me tell you something, Harold Daggett. If y'all don't get his behind up out of that doggone union, what he is, a union president, y'all don't get him up out of that seat, let me tell you something. This man here planned this whole doggone thing to do it. October, a month before the doggone election. That man ain't had time to do nothing but plan and save his money. Meanwhile, the dock workers, a lot of y'all ain't had time to plan and save nothing. This man is already rich, okay? Dock workers, y'all are everyday people, okay? So the money that he got saved, I doubt y'all got that much money saved. Do yourself a favor and get rid of Harold Daggett. Oh, okay. He down there meeting with Trump, and there's nothing wrong with that. Hey, do you? You know what I'm saying? But don't sit up here and get the people all gassed up like you got their best interests at heart when you only got your best interests at heart. Come on, man. Anyway, moving on. Did y'all see the interview with Pierce Morgan Jaguar Wright? And then DJ Vlad came on after her. Come on, now listen. I hope and pray that God and the angels protect Jaguar Wright from all that she's probably about to face. Secondly, Vlad, how in the hell is Vlad still around? Y'all, we got to wake up. We got to wake up. They say women gossip. Men gossip worse than women. I mean, look at all the dudes that go on Vlad. I mean, they gossip more than anybody. Gosh, but anyways, all I got to say is, you know, he try to make it seem like, oh, he's just doing us a service. You know, I guess because he feel like a lot of people want to know more about a lot of situations that went on back in the day. Or now, or whatever the case may be, you getting them people to sit up there and incriminate their doggone friends and themselves and everybody that was involved. That's how I feel about that. They didn't say that man was them doggone people. But yet, people still go on the show and talk about things that's going to incriminate themselves and their friends and their other associates. I mean, come on now. Shout out to Project Pat. He's a preacher now. I think that's phenomenal. Love it. So, yes. So, I mean, and then he's sitting up here. I don't believe anything. Vlad, nobody believe. Well, I ain't going to say nobody because you got a lot of fools that do. But, Vlad, anybody with common sense, they ain't rocking with you, Vlad. You do too much. Not only that, this ain't your culture. Why don't you go to your culture and dig up some dirt on your culture? Why you worried about the black culture? Because your ass ain't black. I don't care if you did marry a black lady. You ain't black. Dig up, what is it, the Jewish community? That you're a part of, yeah. Go dig up what that was months ago when they had the whole thing over there in New York when they had set up where the floor collapsed and when the police ran up and then found all that stuff. Go ahead and expose that and some other things. Get up out of there with that foolishness. That's just crazy to me. And it's so crazy because we get shown so much stuff and we choose to ignore it and we choose not to believe it. That's like a woman with a man. Somebody else can tell this woman, oh, this man cheating on you. You know what I'm saying? He might be financially doing good by her, but emotionally, supportively, mentally, you know what I'm saying? I guess more like nurturing her needs or wants, you know what I'm saying? You know, just making her feel secure, making her feel solid. You know what I'm saying? Or whatever. But what he got to bring to the table is money. And for a lot of women, that's all that matters. But anyways, that's just like having a man that supports you financially, right? Giving you the extra that you need to do whatever it is that you need to do. But in everything else, he's pretty much lacking. Okay, he got the money and he got deep. That's all he got. Anyway, so that's like, you know, people, oh, he's cheating on you. Oh, he's doing this to you, this and that. She don't want to believe that. She'd rather cuss the friends out. This man could be kicking the ass. She'd rather cuss the friends out, cut off everybody else just to deal with this man that deal with her when he want to. But then sit up there and victimize the man and make the woman or the man or whoever come back and tell her about everybody man, because it ain't her man. I'd rather sit up there and victimize the man and sit up and call everybody else thieves, lies, and everything else. Make it make sense. Make it make sense. It'll make my doggone sense. It's crazy. I promise you it's crazy. It's backwards. But hey, you love what you love, right? I mean, so anyway, so, and then talking about this book, Kim Porter book, and how I'll be sure tried to get a block. I'll be sure what he didn't want people to know that he possibly, allegedly, participate in threesomes and some extra affairs or whatever the case may be, because it's personal, right? You know, I get it. That's your personal life, but this is my thing about that there. When you're throwing a rock and hiding your hand, that's all I got to say. Might not be as vicious, and is not, to my knowledge, as vicious as P. Diddy. Wouldn't even portray to be that. You know, from what I hear, good dude, pretty solid. You know what I'm saying? All good things about Al B. Sure, this is what I've heard. But on the same tote, this is my thing. Don't sit up here for anybody. Don't sit up here and try to out the next person. You ain't trying to out your doggone self. That's how I feel about it. I'm the type of person, I'm going to tell you what I did. I'm going to tell you what that person did too. Oh, okay, if you don't want to be public information, shut your damn mouth. That's how I feel about it. It ain't hard. You know what I'm saying? Oh, this person over here doing wrong. Okay, have you ever did wrong? Do you still do wrong? You know what I'm saying? Not saying that his lifestyle is wrong or right, but I'm just saying about any doggone body. You know what I'm saying? If I'm doing wrong, you think I'm about to sit up there and go, try by. This person do it. No, let me mind my business over here. Let me do that. Oh, okay. I don't get it. Like throwing a rock and hide in your hand, right? It might not be as devious, but shit, dirt is dirt. That's all I got to say about that situation. But I tell you what, this stuff here is about to be some real stuff. And Vlad say, what he said? He said the only way he could see P. Diddy coming out of this, possibly not getting no time, is by snitching. Well, shit, everybody say that. By snitching. Or whatever, right? But then it's so crazy because all the stuff P. Diddy did, he didn't want nobody to snitch on him. But then he turned around and he possibly have snitched on somebody. On everybody. And then they talking about how Beyonce and Jay-Z and all those other stuff here. But you know what all this shows you in honesty? Not to sit up here and idolize anybody. If you're going to idolize somebody, idolize God, your creator. Because at the end of the day, these people that we see on TV, these people that we talk about, these people, we love everything they do. We love the music. We, you know, good music is good music. But we love so much. And we put that energy into God, we would be beasts out here in this world. We would be on a whole nother level of greatness. And I say this often about idolizing people because I've always felt like that. What you idolizing these people for? Yeah, respect. You know what I'm saying? Going to concerts, you know, supporting their music, you know, all these are wonderful things. You know, don't get me wrong. These are things that help us pass time. And it's good, especially if it's good music. But to idolize, that's on a whole nother level. That's on a whole nother level. Who was that Pope that they say was over there allegedly grouping that 14-year-old child or whatever the child was? Okay, y'all better stop this idolization. That needs to end. I mean, it's ridiculous or whatever. But then when you think about it, all the people who P. Diddy has caused nothing but chaos in their life, it's like it's so doggone hurtful. You know what I'm saying? But then it's like all the victims that have men and women that have came forth and did the same thing that Cassie did, they were unable to do. But she was able to do. What was it? She was messing with him. Allegedly, she was going with him for X amount of time. allegedly she was going with his friend, then she ended up going with a personal trainer that he was paying for. That's what your ass get, P. Diddy. Make it make sense. She did you, brother. She did you. I ain't gonna say that's what you get. That's mean. But she did you. Oh, okay. Okay. Y'all already know how I feel about that whole foolish shit. I tell you what. Like, I can't say it enough. The black woman catch hell. Getting it from them. But these doggone other races, they get it from them. Okay? They get the money. Okay? And their reputation is destroyed. And I ain't even mad at you, do y'all women. I don't care what color you is, do ya? That man did you wrong, get you. I'm just saying that it should be easier for black women to do the same. That's how I feel about that whole situation now. It's like you hear it in the news, but it's like it's very seldom that you hear, you know, the black woman getting hers. You know what I'm saying? But anyways, I mean, child, it's crazy. And but you know what, though? What I want to see. And it's about to get so messy because a lot of times, a lot of those people, they screw in circles. They mess around in circles. They all got a large circles. So when the women start coming forth, the Lil' Kims, the Mary J. Blige's, and everything else, honey, that is about to be something serious. That's about to be something crazy. I hope it work out for everybody somehow. I don't know, you know, but I hope it works out some kind of way. But that's just kind of, child. Two friends? Multiple friends? Come on, kids. I'm your host, Alexandria August. Don't forget to get a copy of my book, A Conversation with Alexandria August. Thank you.
This individual, who was 9 years old at the time, was taken to an audition in New York City with Bad Boy Records. Other boys were there to audition as well. All of them were trying to land a record deal. All of them were minors. This individual was sexually abused, allegedly by Sean Combs and several other people at the studio, in the promise to both his parents and to him himself of getting a record deal. Another instance, another minor, told allegedly by Sean Combs that he would make him a star, but needed a visit with him in private about it, away from his parents. Once they were in a private area, allegedly Mr. Combs made the victim perform oral sex upon him. Another incident, an individual 15 years old at the time, flown to New York City to attend a party, was drugged, and then taken into a private room, allegedly in the presence of Mr. Combs, where this female individual, a minor, was raped, and then other individuals took turns raping her. But this individual, who was 9 years old at the time, was taken.
You know what? Now, if this is true, fuck you, okay? Fuck you, Sean Combs, because you want some bullshit. That ain't about shit right there. And anybody that wants to deal with you, come on, kid. This ain't cool at all.